bên cái chỗ ni là tên là nó về cái tuổi là mấy ngọn.
Most of the clan leaders were supporting me, and they were saying that boy does not have any rights over land in our compound, that the rights over that land belonged to the elder people, and we who are the true children of my late father and mother, and they are the ones with the full rights over that land. So the clan leaders said that what has stopped them from dividing the land is, first of all, the grass which has not yet burned. The clan leaders stopped dividing the land because the grasses were not yet ready to get burned for them to come and walk around and divide the land. The second thing the clan leaders talked about was that the clan chiefs had changed during a certain year and their terms of office had expired. So they said since there was an election of new chiefs, dividing the land should first wait as the work on new rules and handing over power to new people in office. And now, since we are four, they said they will distribute the land amongst us, the four children of our late father. If handover is successful, the next month they will divide the land and the boy will no longer have any rights over that land.
Okay.
What they said is that land had been declared family land by the clan leaders. It does not belong to anybody yet in the family. So they will divide land equally using katala or measuring stick. So whatever katala they count for you, it's what you will take. So I'm ready to receive any land given to me.
And is this land, because it's not really being individualized, right? Mm-hmm. So is this land going to be redivided in the future again? Maybe in the next generation? Is that how it works here?
They will not redistribute the land. But if they are to do so, then the clan leaders will need to write a letter and take it to the sub-county chief's office to be stamped and signed, so that in future, when maybe I am dead, the land will remain for my children, and no one will have to tamper with it, since they will know that this is my land. Me? I still want to see how the clan leaders are going to divide the land. If they divide for me a little, or what is not enough for me to put a house on as well as farm, then I will stay here and farm, because I have a small plot here in the center that I can construct a house on and stay in. But if they divide for me something that's big enough for me to build and farm, then I will go back home and settle there.
Mm-hmm.